transformation is only valid if it is carried out with the people, not for them. Liberation is like childbirth, and a painful one. The person who emerges is a new person, no longer either oppressor or oppressed, but a person in the process of achieving freedom. And it is only the oppressed who, by freeing themselves, can then free their oppressors. And this week's opening quote comes from Paulo Freire. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Freedom is indeed an individual journey. Freedom is a journey that each person must make for themselves and that nobody can establish for anybody else. There are, of course, mechanisms we can use. There are steps we can take. There are doorways that we can open, which may point other people or help direct other people to the correct direction. But ultimately, personal freedom is a personal thing, and it is something that people are only able to achieve via their own methods, regardless of what steps other people take or what grand political maneuvers people indulge in. But having said that, it's a fine line between both because, of course, freedom, personal freedom, is up to the individual. But then true freedom for the individual will never be achieved until the entire collective is free. So though it's an individual thing, it can never be achieved without everybody else. And whatever mechanisms we put in place, whatever remedies we establish, people have to participate in these remedies themselves. But then once they've participated in the remedy, they've managed to free themselves. They cannot simply wander around the world saying, well, now I'm free. Because while other people are not free, then they themselves are also not free. They can pretend they are all they want. But if the world is still being destroyed around them, then they're not. Because if they choose to ignore the destruction of the world around them, of the environment around them, and the non-freedom of the other individuals around them, then unfortunately the world that they are being free in will not remain here for much longer. It won't remain there for people to be free in. This is why it's no good setting up alternate communities, as I've often said. I mean, you can set up an alternate community, but it's only going to work if you continue to engage in this larger community that we are now in, because if you isolate yourself from this larger community, you are simply allowing this larger community to destroy the world around you due to your own lack of participation in that world. And that's a very dangerous thing, folks, and that is not what we want to do, and that is not what freedom is. So it is an interesting dichotomy, folks, that even though freedom is a personal thing, for true freedom for the individual to ever be established, they must bring the collective with them, or at least take steps to help the collective establish their own freedom. Because without that, nobody is free. And unfortunately, what happens is that when people find remedy for themselves, they find a way to navigate through the system or whatever, they tend to become a little bit narcissistic about things and think, well, now I'm free, nobody else matters, I can maneuver my way through it, I'm good to go, and they just go off and indulge in their lives and they allow the world to be destroyed around them. It's a very, very fine line, folks, but that's what we tend to do. We find some remedy that works for us, we tend to indulge ourselves in that remedy. But really, folks, even if we apply certain remedies to ourselves, even, for example, the recent Babylon Has Fallen document that Kate of Gaia has put out. There's a lot of people that have been having a great time establishing their own personal freedom, and it's a good thing that they are, but they still have to participate in the world around them, because establishing your own personal freedom is not going to stop this government destroying groundwater. It's not going to stop the powers that believe they be spraying nanotechnology all over the planet with their geoengineering and climate remediation programs. It's not going to deal with Fukushima. It's not going to deal with the hundreds of thousands of people that are homeless around the planet and starving around the planet. It's not going to deal with the detention centers we have here in the middle of the country. It's not going to deal with the destruction of the Amazon rainforests that are occurring on a daily basis. it's not going to deal with the warmongering. It's not going to deal with the situation in Ukraine. It's not going to stop the drone strikes in Pakistan and Yemen. It's not going to free the people in Gaza. It's not going to deal with the corporate takeover of the planet. Not unless everybody establishes their freedom and everybody turns to address the system and turns to take stock of the situation and turns to face the powers that believe they be and takes the necessary action to set the world back in the right direction. People can establish their personal freedom all they want, but if they don't pay attention to the world at large, then it's really just another rabbit hole and it's yet another thing which is preventing people from paying attention to the world around them. It's another distraction, folks. I mean, it's great that we are finding tools and we're finding the mechanisms that we can use to navigate ourselves through the system, but don't just implement these tools in your own life and then sail off and think that you've solved everything, because by doing that, you're actually being part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to apply yourself to the world at large. You really do. We've got to deal with this situation. Don't get locked into a bubble of sovereign narcissism the way people get locked into bubbles of spiritual narcissism with the New Age movement. Don't let establishing your personal freedom work as a mechanism by which you are going to isolate yourself from the world around you, because we need you to pay attention. We need numbers. We need people to stand tall and to stand proud and to turn and face this system in all of its aspects, because that's the only way we're going to bring it down, folks. And we absolutely have to bring this system down, because if we don't, it will bring down everything else, including us. One of the biggest hurdles we have to overcome in all of this, of course, is fear. And even when people have established their own personal freedom, even when people have, for example, used the Cate of Gaia, Babylon Has Fallen document, they are often too afraid to then face the rest of the world and stand tall enough in their power to want to educate other people around them. Too many people march off on their own and just in their own little bubble of, as I say, sovereign narcissism, which is what a lot of it is. And we cannot do this, folks. We cannot leave the rest of humanity locked within the prison, because the prison itself is what is destroying the planet. That's the danger of just saying, well, I'm free, and if the others don't wake up and establish their freedom, well, that's their problem. It's not their problem, folks. It's everybody's problem. It's our problem as well. Because the people who believe the system is real, while there are people who believe it's real, it will continue. And it is the system itself which is wreaking all this havoc around the world. So we can't simply ignore it and stand in our own personal power. We have to stand in that power, but we have to immerse ourselves in the energy of this system so that we can negate its energy. We need to be like little light bulbs in the darkness, folks. You know, be a shining light in your community. Lead by example in all that you do and thereby influence others with your light. You know, if we do that, we can neutralize the darkness, folks. That's what we can do. We need to make a stand against this system in every possible way that we can, ladies and gentlemen. We need to ridicule it. We need to make fun of it. We need to point out the absurdities of it. We need to point out the criminality of it. We need to question every single rule they throw at us. Question authority at every single occasion that anybody suggests that they have authority over you. If the government asks you to do anything, send them back a letter asking them why. Anything they want you to do, folks, question it and laugh at them, ridicule them, mock them, make fun of them, point out to the rest of the people how stupid, how criminal they are. Do everything you can to slow the mechanism of this system down in any possible way that you can, any small way that you can. It doesn't matter. Lots of small ways make a difference. If millions of people are affecting the system and clogging up the works in every little small way that they can, then eventually its wheels will grind to a halt. And don't accept anything as being mandatory, ladies and gentlemen. If the government puts in rules and says smart meters are mandatory, we'll just say, no, they're not. They're not mandatory in my house because the government doesn't have any right of ownership over me. And if they claim they do, then you can just play the name game with them and use the tools that have been provided to help you negate and circumvent their legal system. Because you've got to understand, folks, the ones that are breaking the law are them, regardless of what legislation they've written on pieces of paper. Their legislation is not law. Their legislation are corporate rules that they make up in order to mess with your life. That's all they are. And you don't have to do any of it. You can question everything they do. There is no such thing as mandatory. The only thing that's mandatory in my life is freedom. And that's something that should be mandatory in everybody's life. And that's the thing about this system, folks, because freedom is the one thing we don't have. We have a lot of things that look like freedom, but they're not. It's simply freedom of choice. It's a freedom of choosing which set of shackles you'd like to wear today, or which slavery farm you would like to go and work at. It's freedom of choice, but of course the things that you get to choose are things that are put there for you to choose from, and it's not freedom at all, folks. And the reality is that no one's ever going to get to experience real freedom until they choose to be free themselves, because freedom is also a choice. But having said that, folks, in the current climate, it's very important that people choose the type of freedom that they want, and they choose how to be free and how to stand in that freedom. You can stand there defiant, if you want, on your rock and stand against the system, but ultimately you will fail. Because the system is too powerful and there are too many people who are still supporting the system and too many people who believe the system is real. So that's why you need to, yes, stand defiant on your rock, but also keep one foot in the fiction. You can wade through it and you can use the mechanism that it has put there itself to constrain you. And you can use these mechanisms to actually dismantle the system by pointing out the ludicrousness of their rules and pointing out the stupidity of the system and pointing out the corruption of the system, the repression of the system to people around you. But you can only do that if you can mock the system by keeping one foot in the system, one foot in the fiction and one foot in reality. Because once you understand what you are, then you have the means of just wading through the whole thing. I've been wading through this system for years, folks. It doesn't affect me. But I still have a license, I still have registration plates on my car, I still do all of this sort of stuff because I can't see the point in trying to argue my rights with some police officer on the side of the road who is very likely a brain-dead moron with a double-digit IQ who happens to be wearing deadly weapons on his belt. He's a sociopath and he likes hurting people. Because generally speaking, that's what the police in this country are. So not removing my license plate from my car and not tearing up my license to me isn't a matter of fear, it's a matter of common sense. Because I'm just not prepared to argue with these idiots on the side of the road, because if I did, I'd spend my whole day arguing on the side of the road and I'd never get anything done. And I just don't seem to call them in, folks. I just don't get pulled over. I just don't seem to have a problem with these people. They just don't harass me because I just don't call that energy and probably because I have no fear of them. But if I were to have no plates on my car, then I would call it in. I'd have to deal with them 10 times a day and it's just not worth it. I'd never get anything done. And so as I said, folks, it's not a matter of fear, it's a matter of common sense. I can keep one foot in the fiction because by keeping one foot in the fiction, I'm able to move freely and point out to everybody around me that it's actually all fiction. But look, hey, if you have the confidence in yourself to actually completely disconnect yourself from this system and stand there on your rock as a shining light for all the world to see, well, good luck, and I hope that you have every success in doing so. But if you do so, don't turn your back on this system. If you choose to be that type of shining light and stand there on your rock, then make sure you apply your energy to the system that you've just freed yourself from. Because if you don't address this system, then you are part of the problem. That is the thing, folks, because it will continue, and it will continue to destroy the planet. It will continue to infect all of the life forms on this planet with Monsanto GM seed and everything that's happening. I mean, we really do have a serious, serious situation on this planet, ladies and gentlemen. And it's something that we can fix if we choose to address the situation. And that's all I'm saying by keeping one foot in the fiction. I just don't want to see people get tied up in this bubble of sovereign narcissism, and I don't want to see people spending their time arguing their rights with people. Because by spending your time arguing your rights with people on the side of the road or arguing your rights with people in any type of a situation, then you're not engaging in an activity which is going to effectively awaken or bring awareness to the community or unite the community. And if you're not working to help bring awareness and unite the community, you're not addressing the problem at hand. You're not addressing the criminality of the system itself. You're not addressing the corrupt governments that we have in our countries, which are destroying the planet through their corporate rules and all the rampant corporatism that is happening around the globe. None of this is being addressed while we are arguing on the side of the road with people. None of this is being addressed while we are standing in a bubble of sovereign narcissism. So yeah, if you have the confidence in yourself, I mean, maybe you're not someone like me who needs to move around freely and needs to do radio shows and needs to make films and needs to be able to travel and goes out and speaks to people. Maybe you're just someone who can stand in your community and stand on your rock and be free and be sovereign and be all that you can be and show the others how it's done. If you're someone who can do that, well, great, do that. But don't cut off your nose to spite your face, folks. Don't get yourself in trouble. That's all I'm saying. Make sure you've got a large support group around you. And if you're going to take the bull by the horns and really take this system on, then make sure you remain calm. Make sure you remain polite. Don't attempt to deal with police officers. Don't direct your energy in that direction, because these people are frankly stupid and they don't care and they don't know. So do it in other ways, but make sure you've got a support group around you. Don't just go and cut off your nose to spite your face and get yourself in trouble. That's the last thing we need people to do. I mean, sure, it's all about the name, and the name game is a big issue. But as I said on last week's show, it's not going to work everywhere. It's not going to work in Gaza. Try doing it in Peru. If you're in Peru, try doing this to the authorities in Peru. They'll just shoot you. They don't care. So it only works in Western countries. It might work in England, might work in Australia, might work in Canada, might work in France, might work in certain countries in Europe. But there's a lot of places it won't work simply because these are totalitarian regimes and they don't care what your rights are. And if you don't do what the government says, they'll just simply shoot you. So you've really got to be careful, folks. And you've got to be careful whom you are promoting this idea to. I mean, you can claim your name all you like. It's still not going to do anything to address the destruction of Amazon rainforests. There's a lot we have to deal with, folks. It's not just about the name. I mean, this is a great thing to know if you live in a Western country, because it gives you the tools you need to be able to free yourself from the system in Western countries and thereby stand up and hold our governments accountable. Because really, if you look at what's going on with the destruction of the Amazon, if you look at even Fukushima, these are all Western reactors that are there. You know, it's Western governments, it's Western countries that have caused all of the damage and destruction on the planet. And what we've got now is the mechanism by which we can free ourselves from the system and actually stand up and take the bull by the horns and take the system on. But we have to be very careful. It's got to be a gradual process, folks. We can all stand on our rock and we can stand there in complete defiance against this system once we have the strength of numbers to do it. But in order to wake these people up, in order to wake up the people who are still in the fiction, we need to speak to them in a language that they can understand, which is why I keep one foot in the fiction. Because by doing that, I can point out the ludicrousness of the system. I can point out the flaws in the system in a language that they understand. And like I said, folks, we need them. We need numbers. We need the strength of numbers. And we need to bring the entire human race with us. We need to bring all of mankind back to freedom. It's not just about freedom for the individual. Freedom for the individual is absolutely necessary in order to take this forward. But don't believe that by establishing individual freedom, your job is done, because it is far from done. That's the point. This is what I'm trying to say here, folks. I mean, I think it's all great. I think all of these things that are happening are great. Anything we can find at all which is going to empower people and which is going to cause a bit of a headache for the system is a very good thing. And we need to implement all of these things in our lives. All I'm saying to people with this is to not get narcissistic about it. Not to think that just by establishing your freedom, you've suddenly won and that Babylon has fallen. because Babylon hasn't fallen yet, folks. It needs to fall. It's on the way to fall. We are discovering what freedom is. That's what this process is. But we're not there yet. We still have to apply ourselves to the world at large. I just think it's important that people don't lose sight of that. It's been really interesting to watch this whole process, you know, folks. It really has, over the last few years, to see the awakening process unfold and to have been part of the awakening process. It's really been a great honor to be part of it. It's really been interesting as well watching the knowledge of law increase. And this has been a learning process for everybody as well. Like, we've all gone down the free man rabbit holes. We've all gone down the sovereignty rabbit holes. We've all looked at how the papal system works and how things work. We all, at moments, thought that we found the golden key, thought we'd found the silver bullet. We thought we'd found it with trust law. We thought we'd found it with all sorts of things. We've all known the name is fiction and the name is the key that they use to control you. And we've all been finding ways through this. And it's been an interesting process to see. It really has. It's been interesting to see how we've come to the point that we are now at, and that we are at last gaining the knowledge in the collective and are beginning to see the light shining at the end of the tunnel. And the light is there, folks, and it's getting brighter. You know, there's been times when I've really wondered whether we were going to make it through. There's been times when I still do have doubts. I still wonder whether we'll make it, but then I realize that we will. We will get through this. It's just a process that we need to go through. And look, it's great, like I said, that there are people standing on their rocks, and we need people to do this. We need people to stand defiant. My only hope is that they see the value of keeping one foot in the fiction for the time being. Until there's more people around them, till they have stronger support groups around them, then they can remove both feet from the fiction, because they'll have people around them that still have one foot in. And it will be a gradual thing that spreads out. And we need to do it this way, folks, because we still do have a long way to go. We really do. We've got a lot of things to deal with. There are truly a lot of situations on this planet. And what we have to do is realize that there's a process that needs to happen. There's a process we need to go through. There's been certain steps that have been undertaken to bring us to this point, and we need to reverse the process. We need to reverse the steps. So the first thing for us to do is to establish our personal freedom, keep enough of ourselves within the fiction to be able to use the tools the fiction provides for us to awaken those around us. And then once we have enough people awake, to actually rein our governments in and change the direction the ship of state is currently sailing. This is what I've been saying to you for years and years, folks, that we have to rein our governments in. And we're only going to do this through the power of a united community. I've been saying this to you for 6 years. I've been stressing the need for people to plant gardens, to get some sort of self-sufficiency going, to get community gardens happening, to start all sorts of community initiatives, anything they can do to break down the barriers in their community, and to stand defiant against this system. But you've got to have the strength of numbers to do it, and you've got to have the wherewithal to be able to not put yourself in a state of danger, okay? You've got to be able to use the tools that are here, because there are tools in this fiction. It is a double-edged sword, folks. If you use it correctly, you can use it against itself. And that's what I think people need to do. I think it's important that people do, because that will create a groundswell. It will create a huge groundswell with people, because, like I said, you're speaking in a language that they can understand. And this will serve to awaken your communities. And now we have the tools to do it. Now do people understand how the name actually works, how the system actually gets you in, how it manages to gain jurisdiction over you. And really, I think the reason people don't know this and don't understand this is because they're too dumbed down by fluoride and television and mobile phone frequencies and all of the stuff that they're subject to. It's just confusing for them. They sort of sit there scratching their head thinking, why is this guy harassing me? Why is this happening in my life? And it doesn't make any sense to me. I know I haven't done anything wrong. Why can't I get out of this situation? And they just can't think clear enough to really know how to deal with the situation. But that's what this has now given us. That's what these tools have now provided for us. And frankly, folks, if I'm in a situation with a cop on the side of the road, if it's got to the point where he's going to arrest me and take me away, I'll just say, yeah, give me whatever ticket. I don't care, whatever. I'll deal with it through the court system. because I'm not prepared to stand on the side of the road and argue my rights with some brain-dead moron who's just out there to collect revenue for a corrupt corporate system anyway, and it's too stupid to even know what he's doing. That's why he got a job as a police officer to begin with, because he probably doesn't have the mental aptitude to do anything else. So what's the point of arguing with these people, folks? I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to know about it. Not interested. I'll deal with it through the proper channels. I'll deal with it someone a little higher up the food chain. Because by attempting to deal with the police officer, you're just dealing with the lowest life form on the planet. There's really no point. It's a pointless exercise, folks. There's really no reason for you to even want to engage in such a pointless activity. But I mean, like I said, folks, I mean, I can say that, but it's kind of hypothetical anyway, because as I said, I just don't get pulled over by these people. I haven't been pulled over by the police for a very long time, although I did actually once recently when I left a festival with Ben Stewart a few months ago. I was actually quite belligerent to these police on the side of the road, and they did let me go, which was quite amazing. I didn't think they would on the day, but they did, which was a good thing. But that's the only time I've actually been pulled over by the police any time in the last probably 10 years, touch wood. So I don't know what it is, but I just don't seem to call that energy in. Who knows, folks, now that I've said that, I'll probably have a spate of roadside patrols I'll have to go through. No, but I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't call it in, folks. But yes, I think we are at a very pivotal point at the moment. We are at a really important time in history. There is a huge awakening happening, folks, and all of the information that is coming to the fore now is very valuable information, and it's all serving as to provide another piece of the puzzle. That's what they all are, folks. But there is no silver bullet. It's important that people understand that. The only real silver bullet there is the power of your own heart. Because that's the only thing that is really going to change anything, folks. Once you change that and discover yourself or rediscover yourself, rediscover the power that you have, change your perspective, change your heart space, and stand in that power, that is the only silver bullet that you will ever need. We each have our own silver bullet, folks. That's where it lies. It lies in your heart. And don't ever forget that. And don't ever doubt yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You are very, very powerful. All you have to do is rediscover yourself and then apply yourself to the world at large. You know, ultimately, folks, everything that we're facing in the world today is energetic. The whole thing is about energy. That's what the system harvests from you. That's what you need to address in order to be able to apply yourself to the system and to be able to even stand in your power, to stand in the power of your sovereignty. You need to change your own energetic state in order to do this. And you need to be able to perceive the world through energetic eyes. You need to be able to realize that it is all about energy. Everything is energy. Everything is created from energy. There's a show that I did back in the second season of Surviving the Matrix that came out earlier this year called The Energetic Universe. I suggest having a listen to that show. That's literally how reality works. Everything about this is energetic. And it is energy that the system harvests from you. That's what the powers that believe they be want from you more than anything, is your energy. This energy is you. It is your life force. It is your essence. It is your soul. You are an energetic being more than anything. Every emotion you feel is energy. Every action you perform is energy. Everything you do comes from energy. Everything that is comes from energy. And that's ultimately what all of this is about. It's about controlling energy. And that's why there's so much effort undertaken to keep people disconnected from each other and to keep people disconnected from the energy of the universe around them, to keep people locked into a left brain reality. Because that's what a left brain reality does. You think in language, you think analytically, and you don't view the world holistically. You don't view the collage of creation through all of your senses. You only concentrate on the five sense reality that the left brain focuses on. And you're kept in a very left brain environment. You're kept walking on flat surfaces with flat walls and square surfaces and square corners and pavements and sidewalks and geometry everywhere. Nothing natural, no spirals and waves, no nature around, or maybe nature over there where you can look at it because it looks nice, but we'll put a little border around it and erect a please don't step on the grass sign because we don't want you to really come into contact with it. We want you in this left brain, flat surface society. They don't want you really interfering with nature or connecting with nature. They want you on flat surfaces, wearing rubber soles and being as disconnected from the energy around you as possible. And that's what this system does. You see, there are so many things, folks. There are so many methods that are used to control people. And you wonder why it's so difficult to wake people up around you. And it's because they're programmed. They're programmed into this matrix. They're programmed into this reality. And they're not only programmed by the television and newspapers and kept in a state of limited mental capacity due to fluoride and neurotoxins and food additives and all the other stuff that they do. It's also the very nature of the structure of cities. It's the flat surfaces. It's the square corners. It's the geometry everywhere that also locks you within this programming, because it's a very, very unnatural environment. We don't function on flat surfaces. We're not supposed to be on flat surfaces. You go out in nature, there's no flat surfaces anywhere. Maybe little bits of slate here and there, or maybe little bits of rock that may be reasonably flat, maybe some flat ground, but it's never truly flat, is it? It's never the way a kitchen floor feels. It's never the way a concrete slab feels. And it's all very unnatural. It's all very alien to our natural state, and therefore serves to disconnect us from our natural state, not only physically, but also internally, energetically, mentally, spiritually, in all manner of ways. And that's how complex this control system is, folks. There are so many facets to it that it's absolutely incredible when you really step back and look at it. But the beautiful part about it is that once you do step back and look at it and you see how multifaceted the control system is, you begin to see why they need to have a control system that's so multifaceted. Because we are so incredibly powerful that this is what it takes to hold us down and to lock us down. They have to go to an incredible effort to do this, folks. Like, it's amazing, really, when you see the amount of effort that they have to go to keep human consciousness locked into this bubble is absolutely phenomenal. And that just shows you how powerful we are. And ultimately, all you have to do to negate and circumvent every single one of these facets of control that they put in place is change your energetic state. And you do that by understanding how reality works, what this reality is, how you function, what your body's all about, what you are. It's an incredibly empowering thing to know this, folks. And once you know that, all fear of the system breaks away. You know, I don't have any fear of this system. I really don't. I have concern for the plight of mankind, but I don't have fear of the system. I have concern for the direction that we're going in due to our lack of attention, generally speaking, as a race, the lack of attention that we have paid to the situation, the lack of attention that we've given to our environment, to our reality. You know, but ultimately this is all a result of programming as well. I mean, people are programmed to only view their own personal space as being relevant. And so they don't look at society as a whole. They don't function in society as a whole. They don't operate in society as a whole. It's all about themselves. It's all about trying to keep their own head and the heads of their family above water. That's really what it's all about. And it's been structured that way. It's been structured that way in order to keep people divided and to keep people disconnected from themselves. Not only each other, but themselves. It's all been done to distract people and to keep them busy and to harvest their energy. So that's what it's all about, folks. Once you step away from the system and you start to become your own person and your own individual sentient life form yourself without the restraints that this society chooses to impose upon you, things become very different. And I just live my life the way I want to live it. I just do what I want to do all the time. But again, like I say, I'll keep one foot in the fiction because I want to travel. I want to be able to go down the shop and not have to deal with brain-dead morons every time I do. So until everybody else starts to step outside of the system and realize that they can still keep one foot in there and operate so that they can wake people up, then things will change. I mean, if I had stepped outside of the system completely, folks, if I'd become a complete hermit and stepped outside of the system completely and stood on my own rock and started screaming out that we all should be free, how many of you would have heard me? How many people would have I been able to reach if I didn't have access to the internet? I mean, so there are things we can use, folks. There are mechanisms that are in place that we can use to help awaken other people. That's what I mean. I mean, if I'd stepped outside of the system and become sovereign years ago and just gone and lived in the forest, then nothing would have changed. I'd be free, but I wouldn't be free for long because I wouldn't be paying attention to the world, and the world is eating itself alive. That's the problem, folks, is that no matter what we do, we must not fail in addressing this system and reining the powers that believe they be back under control and changing the direction in which the ship of state is sailing. I'd like to actually sink the ship of state personally. I'd like to get rid of statism completely, get rid of countries, get rid of borders, get rid of all of the rubbish that they have in place that constrains us, and just live as one happy, compassionate, caring, respectful species. That would suit me. I think we probably have a long way to go before we get to that point, but that would suit me. But yeah, folks, I think we need to really, really pay attention to this system. No matter what we do, we've got to realize that it's all about energy. But when we discover the truths for ourselves, and when we do rediscover ourselves and find the power that we have, we cannot turn our back on this system. And I think there are far too many people that are doing that. There are far many people that are becoming narcissistic about their freedom. They're leaving the rest of mankind in the prison. They don't care about that. They think that that's their fault. It's their problem. The information's out there. If they haven't learnt it, then that's their issue. They're not seeing the bigger picture. They're not realizing that the world needs to be free. Not just the individual, but the entire world needs to be free. And the entire world depends on us to do that, depends on human consciousness to wake up to itself. And as more and more of human consciousness comes online, we each have a responsibility to share that information with the people around us. Because there are very few people who are born awake and aware on this earth. Every person who is now awake, almost every person, had a moment in their lives, a spark that went off somewhere, which caused them to rethink their surroundings and caused them to rethink reality and gave them the information that they needed to see that, yes, we have a problem here, and gave these people the inspiration they needed to stand up and to speak out. And we need to share this with other people, folks, because if you're awake, you have a responsibility to share that information with others, because it's important that they know the things that you know. The trick is finding the most effective method of doing this, the most effective method of sharing what we know with others in a manner which is not going to freak them out and cause them to become further withdrawn. That's what I've attempted to do with these radio shows. I hope it has worked, but that's why I've attempted to keep things very calm and keep things very middle of the road, to try not to point the finger too much in each direction, because I think it's counterproductive, honestly. And folks, you know, everybody who points the finger at everybody else and calls out all these people as government shills and all this stuff, none of these people have got any information to go on. None of these people have got any evidence. It's just ridiculous. It's all just about division. So don't buy into that either, folks. Don't buy into the divisionists. It's not about division. We have to find whatever method we can use to unite this society. We really do. We've got to lead by example in what we do, and we've got to find what is going to work to unite the people around us. Because if we don't have some sort of unity and solidarity in the people of the world, then we're just never going to achieve anything. We're never going to get anywhere. And we're never going to succeed in reining this system in. And if we don't rein this system in, well, the world is just going to go off in the direction that it's going, and nothing will ever change. I mean, that won't really affect me. I'm only here as a temporary being anyway, the same as everybody else. It's just that I believe that we're here to make a difference. We're here to leave a legacy behind. We're here to do something valuable with the time that's given to us. And when I say valuable, I don't mean monetary value. I mean make a difference. We're here to improve the world by our presence in it. If we find something broken, we should fix it. And if we see something that is pristine and beautiful, we should preserve it. Because we are each custodians of this planet during our time here. That's what we are. We are custodians of the future for our children. And it's important that we take on that task with the responsibility and intelligence and honor that it deserves. And more importantly, that our children and all coming generations deserve. It's just up to people to want to get involved. That's all it takes, folks, is participation. That's really all it will take to change things. Ah, it's an interesting world, isn't it, folks? You know, there's so many people know there's an issue. There's so many people that know there's a problem. Even people that are in the Matrix know there's a problem, and they do want to participate. They want to participate in something that will bring about change. It's just that what they're tricked into participating in are the rules and parameters that the system provides for them. They're tricked into thinking that if they vote, they'll make a difference. If they vote the other side of the coin in, things are going to be different next year. But there's only ever two sides of the coins, isn't there? You notice that? The way the media promotes that. You've got the major parties, then you've got these other independents and the Greens and all the other laughable people. But there's only really the two major parties, isn't there? This, of course, is a complete delusion, folks, and it's a facade, it's a matrix, it's another program. And people get screwed by one political party, and then they vote the other party, and they get screwed by them, and they go, oh, my God, we can't have that. We better vote the other guys back in. They seem to forget that they just got shafted the previous time. So it's just this ongoing merry-go-round where we keep changing the face of the same coin, thinking that we've suddenly got a different currency. But really, it's the same currency, folks, and the currency is corruption, tyranny, enslavement. That is the currency. About time we woke up to that, I think, ladies and gentlemen. It really is about time we woke up to that. But yeah, there are people in society who do know it is a problem and they do want change. The trick is finding methods with which to reach these people. I mean, obviously a lot of them aren't going to tune into alternative radio stations or watch films such as the ones that I release. Perhaps some of them will. Perhaps some of the people out there who listen to the shows will play them, some of these shows. That's why I've constructed them in such a way, ladies, so that they're like a television show as well. I've done that for the YouTube versions. I mean, admittedly, I did it because I originally started making shows for the People's Voice, which I've since moved away from and just come back to YouTube, but I've kept that same format because it kind of looks like a television show now. Maybe you can go and show it to your neighbours, and maybe it'll cause the penny to drop, something like that. I mean, I'm trying to provide ammunition for people with these shows. That's really what I've been attempting to do right since the inception of the show, is simply provide people with ammunition, tools they can use to possibly help wake up their neighbours, because that's really what it's all about. It's bums on seats, folks. There's so many people that think, well, no, you don't need to worry about them. They're sheeple. They'll remain asleep. It's okay. Don't worry about them. And that's true to a certain degree. There are going to be a lot of people that it's pointless even attempting to wake these people up. They're sheeple, they're asleep, they're drones, and they'll stay that way until the collective changes around them, and then they'll simply follow because that's what sheeple do. So there's some people that it's not worth concentrating on. It's not worth getting into arguments with people. If they're so programmed into the matrix that they're not even prepared to listen to what you're saying and they start arguing with you, then move on to the next person. But even if you're finding yourself being frustrated by what you're doing and frustrated by your lack of success, well, get the radio shows, download some of the shows and play them to the people. Present them as a television show. There'll be shows out there, not just my shows, there'll be shows that other people have done as well. There's many people that walk with one foot in the fiction and speak in a language that the masses can understand. And you can play these sorts of things to people, and I believe it will cause a penny to drop. It will help them wake up. There's been shows that I've done way back in 2010 and 2011, and I thought, wow, if enough people hear this show will wake the world up. And I was very disappointed the next week not to wake up one morning and find that the whole world had woken up because they'd all heard the show. But I'm sure there are shows out there like that that you could use, even if you just took snippets of each one and created a collage or a montage or something yourself. You could have film nights and show these things to people, or local community gatherings. Even if you have a local garden group, you could have one night a week where you meet and you have a film night and then you discuss the film. You could watch a 1 hour documentary or a half hour documentary or a 90 minute documentary. Nothing too long, because you don't want to have people sitting there falling asleep and becoming bored and sitting through a film that they're not enjoying. Short and concise is good. Something that's about 45 minutes or an hour or maybe just over an hour long is perfect. So maybe you could do this sort of thing. Have film nights and then have discussion groups after them and see what you can achieve by doing things like that. I mean, there's all sorts of things we can do, folks. But don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the people around you. And don't ever doubt the power of change to come, because it will come. It is coming. We're seeing it right now. That's what this is, folks. There's a huge awakening happening on the planet. And people who believe it isn't happening, well, it is. There are so many people that are waking up. It's very confidence-inspiring, actually. And as I said, even people that are in the matrix, they're waking up to the fact that there's something wrong. They may not be awake to the whole system yet and to the whole system of control and be really aware of what is actually wrong, but they know that something is not right, and that is a good sign. We've all got to start somewhere, folks, and for people to even be questioning things and realizing that things could be different is a great thing to see. And I'm sure that if you look around in your own society, where you live, in your own city, you're going to see this in the people that you know. You're going to see it in people that you meet down the local supermarket or the local butcher shop or whatever. You're going to see that there are people out and about who are questioning things and realizing that something is terribly askew. They're just not sure what it is, but they know things should be different. It's been great here, actually, in Australia with the budget that the ridiculous sociopath we've got as Prime Minister has brought in, because this has served to awaken so many people in this country. It's absolutely incredible. There's so many people that want this guy out of power, and it's given people cause to actually question the system and question the motivation of the politicians in their actions. It's given people reason to step back a little bit and ask why. Why things should be so difficult, why the government should be making things so difficult for us. So it's great. I've often said, folks, as much as they attempt to lock us down and every system of control that they bring in place, for everything that they do, there must be an equal and opposite reaction. This is the way reality works. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And every totalitarian law that they attempt to bring in only serves to awaken more and more people. And what people are waking up to is the fact that all of this is fiction. It's just an idea. It's just a meme. That's all government is, folks. It's just an idea. It's just something that exists in a book that we've been taught is real, and we allow to control our lives through our belief that it's real. But it's not. It's just a fiction, and people are beginning to see that. So it's a good thing. That's why I say bring it on. Everything that they do, they can just bring it on. I don't care what this government does. They're not going to get away with it anyway. And everything they try to do just wakes more people up. So, yeah, bring it on. And it's interesting, really, folks, as well, because reality does things the way they're supposed to be. I mean, everything is in order. Everything is in balance. That's just the way it is. People are waking up at the rate they are supposed to wake up. Because if we'd attempted to bring this system down any time before this point, we wouldn't have been ready. We wouldn't have had the numbers. We wouldn't have had the obvious corruption of the system laid so bare for people to see. So it all happens the way it is supposed to. And I think that's what this is. You know, I think that we've already won, to be honest. I really do. I think we've already won. This is just how we did it. And that's what this is. We're just here experiencing how we became all that we could be. That's what this time in history is. And it's a beautiful time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. It's an incredible time to be alive. Just think, you know, you're right here at the most pivotal time in history when humanity and human consciousness itself was perched on the edge of a knife and could go either direction. And it was your actions and our actions and the collective respect and wakefulness of mankind that brought about the change. And that's what we're all participating in. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful time to be alive, folks. But don't get too isolated in your actions. That's all I say. Just remember that this is a collective experience here. We can establish our personal freedom, but we need to respect those around us enough and love them enough to share that freedom with them, because without them being free, we can never be free ourselves. It has to be done together, ladies and gentlemen. You can't rise from the masses. You are part of the masses. You can't discover yourself and leave the rest of humanity behind, because there's only one self, and we are all part of the self. And it's important that we remember that. And I think we are. I think that's what this is, folks. I think we are gradually remembering who and what we are. And that's a beautiful thing. So, Les, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to do a couple more shows for you here on Surviving the Matrix, and that will be 12 shows for Season 2, and don't ask me why it's become Season 1 and Season 2 here after I've started 6 years into the show, folks. That's another story. But anyway, once I've done two more shows after this one, I am going to be having a little bit more time off, folks. I really want to get the film finished, and I've got so much more work to do on it, and I really want to launch the Full Circle project. I really believe that it's still imperative for us to pay attention to what's going on with the Amazon. I really think we need to. I really believe that starting something like an Amazon buyback scheme will also work to empower the people. So that's something that I want to focus on and want to concentrate on. But I'm going to do two more shows, and then sometime probably over the next month period from that, there will be another show that's released, which I did want to release this season, which is actually an interview that I conducted with Amanda Sage a couple of months ago. I want to do a show which is going to be mainly about art and the art of your life, and I figured Amanda was a good person to have for that show. So I will be putting that together and releasing that over the next month or two as well. But I'm probably going to have at least a month or two off Surviving the Matrix simply because I've got such a workload here to get through. And I've also got a lot of speaking dates later in the year from August through to late September. So I'll just see how I go. I mean, there might be a chance that I'll get a few shows done. There might be a chance that I'll release stuff in the meantime. There might be a few ring-ins. Maybe I'll get a chance to do one perhaps once a month or something like that over the next 2 or 3 months after I release the next two shows. But we'll just have to play it by ear and see how I go with it, folks. And I really do appreciate the support that you've shown me over the years since I started doing Surviving the Matrix. It's been really wonderful to receive so many kind emails and so much support from the listeners and so many kind words from people. You know, even when I get one email once a year that tells me that someone's life has changed from listening to the shows, it makes it all worthwhile. And I get them far more than once a year. I get them all the time. And it really is gratifying to know the shows make a difference. And when people send me these emails and they let me know that it has helped them and that they have changed their perspective and that their reality changes, it gives me the inspiration that I need. It gives me the food that I need to keep going. So do keep the emails coming, folks. It's really wonderful to hear your stories and your experiences, and it's wonderful to hear your kind words. And I thank you very much for all the kind words and support you've shown me over the years. And look, I'm not going anywhere either. I will be coming back, even if I have 2 or 3 months off. I don't know how long it will take me to get this film finished, but I do have a lot of speaking dates. I've got a lot of stuff going on later in the year, and I will put as much time as I can into coming onto the air and saying hi to you when I'm able to, but it's just going to be a little bit sketchy for the next couple of months. But I will be back on by the end of the year, and I'm not going anywhere. The show will run for the whole of next year. I mean, I'm not going to be going anywhere, folks. I just have to do other things sometimes. I just can't keep it up every week. It's been sort of 6 years. I only had 2 or 3 breaks, and sometimes they just have to happen. But like I said, ultimately, I'm not going anywhere. I will be back on the airwaves at some stage, and you can keep up to date with what I'm up to on the Crow House website and also on the Full Circle website, which you'll find a link to that from the Crow House as well. But I really do want to launch the Full Circle project in earnest, and I'm just not finding the time to do it while I have to concentrate on the radio shows and the other things that go with it. So just bear with me for this one, folks. Once I get organized by the end of the year, I'm sure we'll be in for a very, very productive 2015. But look, that is it for me now, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back next week, and I'll be back the week after, so you need have no fear of that. Thank you to anybody who has ever made a contribution to the website. There have actually been very few and far between, folks. I know it's very difficult now. I have no PayPal, but if anybody could offer any support, it would be greatly appreciated at this time. But I know times are hard for everybody, so I leave that entirely up to you. But again, thank you to anybody who has made a contribution in the past. I very much appreciate it. That is it for me, folks. I'm completely out of time. It's been a pleasure having your company with me on the air today. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care. Until then, in Lakesh.